This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. An international conference on adult stem cell research is into its second day here at the Vatican. Speaking at the gathering on Friday will be Dr. John Gordon, who jointly won the 2012 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for demonstrating that skin could be reverted back to an embryonic-like stem cell state. The focus on Friday will also be on the politics, perceptions and promise of stem cell therapies and will feature a panel discussion. One of the participants on the panel will be former US Senator from Minnesota, Norm Coleman. He spoke to me about the role politics plays in the stem cell debate. What brought you to this conference?
Well, I was involved with this issue, with the issue of stem cell research during my tenure in the Senate. In 2007, I offered a bill called the Hope Bill. And really what it was a bill that would have provided up to $5 billion in research for stem cell research that didn't involve the destruction of a human embryo. I called it kind of common ground, moving the ground, the ball forward. If you recall, at that time, President Bush had said that he would veto any bill that would have provided funding for additional embryonic stem cell research. But and when I say funding, federal funding, there's lots of private funding. So the administration, though, would have supported research that involved the destruction of a human embryo, which in 2007 was pretty nascent, pretty, you know, kind of developing. Today, we have a whole conference on it. And the fact is, it was the future, 2007. My bill actually got 70 votes in the United States Senate. So the Senate passed it overwhelmingly. But interestingly enough, it was never brought up in the House. Nancy Pelosi didn't want to bring it up for a vote in the House, which it would have passed, because it would have taken away the political issue. So if you go back to 2008 elections, you had ads being run against people who didn't vote for funding involving the destruction of a human embryo, and the ads run against them was, you know, Senator Coleman is against curing juvenile diabetes, or Senator Coleman is against curing ALSA, whatever it is. It was just, if you didn't support federal funding for the destruction of a human embryo, you were placed in the category of being anti-science. Well, the world has changed a lot in 2013. So my story will be a cautionary tale about the reality that politics does play a role here, that it's not just about science, that these are powerful political issues, and somehow we have to educate the public about what the science is, and we still have to, I think, consider the moral implications of the things that we do. And considering those, you're not anti-science. In the case of stem cell research, the science has really proven the moral piece right. You do not have to deal with the moral question. You don't have to worry about that in a sense, because you can still achieve many, many great things through adult stem cells, through stem cells that act in what they call pluripotent stem cells. In every manner, they're very much like embryonic stem cells. So science and politics have come together, but that dilemma is always going to be out there, always going to be out there.
You were talking about education, the importance of education. In the United States, where you're from, do you think people are unaware of the idea of stem cells, what they really mean, what particular stem cells mean, that there is a lack of knowledge out there?
I think there is. Unfortunately, the way in which the issue has been defined over the years, people think about stem cells and think about embryonic stem cells. They don't realize that if you go back historically, kind of the original stem cell research was bone marrow, was adult stem cells. But for whatever reason, whether it's the media, whether it's the messaging, I don't think there is a clear understanding of the power of what can be done with stem cell research that doesn't involve destroying a human embryo. So I think we've still got a long way to go. I think the science is way ahead of where the message is. And unfortunately, the message controls the politics. And so I don't think the political debate is over. I don't think the message battles are over. The good news is, at least what we're hearing today, is that the science is moving forward very fast, very, very quickly, and we just got to do a better job of messaging it.
What was said at the press conference earlier this week was that there shouldn't be a conflict between faith and science, that they should be able to work in tandem.
I think they should, and I think it's critically important that faith, morality, be part of the scientific calculation. That if you don't do that, then I think we lose some of our humanity. Science and faith, the moral questions, I think are critically important. They kind of define us. They define who we are. They define our humanness. It's not just this kind of abstract, I can fix something. You've got to think of the moral implications, and there's got to be, I think they all have to be kind of factored in. And shame on us if we don't factor in faith and science, if we don't pull it together, if we don't factor in some of the moral equations, I think that's critically important to kind of our own sense of humanity.
And just finally, just talking about the healthcare reform package in the United States, I mean, obviously people have spoken out on some aspects of it. The American bishops have spoken out on some aspects of it.
Well, I mean, that's a good example of where sometimes you get caught in the hope of doing X, you end up getting Y. So the fact is, American health care is too expensive. American health care doesn't always provide the highest level of quality, doesn't always provide full access. And so the president offered something which he said we're going to provide more access, higher quality, at less cost. The reality, by the way, today is you're getting none of those. Okay, so you haven't really, access hasn't been universally expanded. Costs have gone through the roof. And in 2014, by the way, they're really going to go through the roof. And there's been no significant improvement in quality. And in fact, folks are worried that the quality will be decreased as you increase the number of folks that are out there without increasing the number of docs. And then, by the way, then you've had this moral issue that was raised, you know, forcing Catholic institutions to cover procedures that were antithetical to their faith. Now, there was a little stepping back on that, but not fully. And so, you know, in the end, that drama has yet to be played out. The American public has certainly not fully embraced what is called Obamacare. And the moral issues still are out there. So, again, we've got a long way to go on that debate. The moral issues certainly, I think, generated a great deal of interest. I think people all of a sudden became a little bit more aware of something that they voted for in the hope of doing something better. And now I think are finding themselves in a position where, particularly, by the way, the access is important. Small business people are going to be cutting access. They're going to be cutting insurance, cutting health care, because it's simply going to cost too much. And it's easier to pay a penalty than to actually provide the insurance. So America is still going through a great debate. Bottom line, we need better health care. We need lower costs. We need more access. I don't think there's any universal agreement that the Affordable Care Act is going to provide that.